Hello?
Hi, Michael. I was like, oh no, I hope he doesn't think I hung up on him.
Okay. No, I didn't hang up either. It was driving through a little rain shower.
I was just going to say, that's what I thought. Because it kind of sounded like you were driving. I even said that on the voicemail. Kind of sounded like you were driving. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason that, you know, we were talking, I asked you about the price was because I always want to try to find another option for you, how we can assist you still, right? So there is another option, and it's actually our platinum package, okay? So the platinum package, and I say this because if you compare Google ads to Facebook ads, Facebook ads for me are a higher conversion rate because they retarget, okay, compared to Google ads, right?
Can I ask you another question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, I'm just curious if like, what is the different things you guys, are you guys able to run ads for anything? Or is it just construction related?
No, I mean, we could run ads for anything depending on what it is. I know not firearms, not marijuana, and not anything that I know of as far as sexual, anything like, you know, I had someone who was trying to ask if they can do, it was like their shop, you know? So like tobacco, firearms, anything like that, no.
No, none of that.
What other, like what, tell me what it is that you were thinking.
Well, during this time that I've, you know, after last year, and I had basically gone out of business, and I really wanted to get going with the counseling thing that I've done, that I went to school for. And
okay.
I used to counsel professionally and even trained a team of counselors in San Francisco, California about 10 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, it was, and so that was through an organization and, rather large organization, but I've since gone, you know, I've moved, I've gone out on my own. I've written several books. I'm a trained Reiki master as well. And I started a school community teaching some of the things that I offer. And, that's more interesting to me. I mean, the concrete thing, like I can do but it's really because I haven't had a way to advertise myself, to get myself out there. And so that's really the purpose. Like what I've been trying to do is like save some money so I could get involved, like more involved in that. And, you know,
and what you went to school for and like what you really consider your profession, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I did just to make money, you know, I had wife and kids and then I needed to make money, and that's just a more traditional way. And, you know, it was good for, you know, did some larger projects, and I did it for about 5 years, like just concrete. Like I said, I started that business in 2008, Above and Beyond, when the housing market collapse happened, and I started working for the banks, cleaning out all their properties and all that, and it's cool, but you know, like, I turned 45 this month, it's physically demanding work, and it's hot here. It's real hot here, and you know, so I'm just curious, if I'm going to invest money, my hard-earned money here, I want it to be something that is, you know, that I really want to do, so I thought, you know, I would ask.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, and I was looking up Reiki, because, you know, curiosity, I was like, what is that, right? What type of therapy?
Yeah.
And I was looking it up right now. There's even a thing like how to find the right teacher. So, but yeah, pretty cool. I was like, oh, okay, interesting. One even popped up for San Francisco, Reiki Center. Earth Wisdom Healing, the Dreaming Otter. So it's like alternative medicine, right? Kind of in a sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, it's energy healing, so it goes to wherever it's needed.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's what I was reading up on, where it's like energy healing that can be learned in a relatively short amount of time. No specific background is needed to receive training or treatment. And then it kind of goes into the practitioners, like a lot of your local health and wellness centers, like referrals, family, friends, colleagues, kind of talks about the treatment. So like, hey, I just like pulled up everything on it. You know what I mean? Which is kind
of
cool.
Yeah, so that's one of,
It's
one of
aware.
My modalities. It's just one of them actually. You know, so like life coaching, you know, that's another thing. And then I've also even developed my own modality that I've, like I said, I'm teaching on school and I'm just trying to find more subscribers. And so I'm just slowly learning how to do that, you know,
well,
and I understand it's like people are running ads and stuff.
I would definitely recommend even on your own creating a Facebook page for that.
I did, but the thing is it like I have several Facebook pages and they just don't go anywhere unless you have to target, you got to run ads and you got to see what I understand is you have to do a trial and find of ads and find out which ones get the most, you know, response and then you double down on those and it's like a process of.
And that's why, like with our team, because they're highly trained and certified, right? Our team, like they understand the management. You can even do where there's like a form fill where, rather than them clicking to call you or send a message, they can click to fill out a form, which is what we consider a lead for you. And that information is sent to you, right? Whether they're, filling out the form with their name, whatever, right? But there's a way with those ads to target the right audience, whether it's audience of interest, income level, or location, right? There's even like with our tracking and reporting system, you can see like even the age group, right? That's clicking the percentage of the different age groups that are clicking or whether it's more males or females, you know? So all of that stuff is trackable, which is going to be super helpful for you as well, right? And even when we're running them, because again, we want to make sure that we're targeting the right industry, right? So when we run the ads for you, you're not incurring the cost, like the click fees because you're paying us a flat rate. Even starting with the package, Michael, you know, it's even starting with the package, like kind of because Facebook ads in all reality are going to target as far as 50 miles. That's the furthest that they'll target. Okay. It doesn't mean that your home base has to be in, Seguin. It, you know, you could say, hey, I want my Facebook ads to target from the home base being San Antonio and going 50 miles out, right? So you could always change what the home base is, right, on the Facebook ads. When it's Google ads, it's going to be basically from where the location of your business was verified, okay? So, you know, with that being said, do you have, like, a specific location for that business, or are you thinking more of, like, a home office from your home? How does that work? Or do you do it online? The therapy.
Well, it's online, basically, slash home office. Like, I don't need to, I can even be done remotely. Like, the session can be done remotely. That's actually how I prefer to do it.
Okay.
I could meet people at their home or at their chosen location if, you know, we wanted to secure a spot somewhere. But
it's not like a spot where they got to come to you, right? I mean, you do it remotely.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is, real quick, is I did talk to someone in the life coaching advertising arena. And this was a while back. You know, I chose not to pursue it, but one interesting bit of information that he was able to share is just in the realm of mental health, there is about 350 million people in a waiting list to receive some sort of counseling, and there's a lack of people qualified to be able to deliver it.
I will tell you this. I know, like, here in California, right, where I'm at.
Where in California?
I'm in California, in Southern California. If you're familiar with, like, Orange County, we're in between Los Angeles and San Diego.
Yeah. I lived in L.A. for about 7 months while I was doing some training there for spiritual training.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. So I know, and I say this because when my niece was going, she was, my sister-in-law was taking her, was going to take her to a therapist. And within her insurance, right, she has Kaiser, they are so booked up that she had to find someone outside of the network. And even then was having a hard time finding someone with availability.
Yep.
You know?
Oh yeah, people need help. And that's the thing, like, people need help and I need people. And so if there's a bridge that can be found, such as yourself, like, that's a powerful combination.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's really, really tough. But, you know, I will tell you this, even with the Facebook ads, you can even post an ad of hiring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's a lot that you can do with the Facebook ads. I think social media, Facebook would be really good as well for you, you know. But, yeah, even if you wanted to gear it towards that business, you can do so.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like just this process that I've gone through over this last year has been very transformative. And then, like, so then I'm trying to put my work boots back on and they don't quite fit. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does. It does. So what you say, so, I'm trying to put the work boots on, but they're not fitting.
Yeah. So it's not that I can't do it, you know, it's just that I've just made a lot of changes personally in the last year, and I'm trying to, I know that there's a lot of people that need help. So,
yeah.
You
and
know,
it's,
if there's a way.
It seems like that's your passion, right? Yeah, most definitely.
100%. I mean, I've written several books about it, you know, so definitely.
Yeah. It's super tough. You know, I think even after COVID, it just really, I think, mentally took a toll on a lot of people, you know? I think, you know, everybody used to be so much more outgoing, right? And I find that people aren't like that now. Like, I'll use my mom as a perfect example. You know, my mom was one that, you know, she would go out casinos, like she would just go out, you know what I mean? She was like, hey mom, let's go to dinner or whatever, you know? And my mom's handicapped, right? But I will tell you now, after COVID, do you know, Michael, my mom won't even leave the house. I tell her, hey mom, let's go out. My sister will say, hey, get mom out of the house, like go to dinner or something. And I tell her, and she's like, nah, just pick it up and just bring it here. I'm like, mom, you got to get out of the house. And then she's like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to. And I'm like, like, I almost feel like she lives in a fear, you know? And it's like, and it's sad because it's crippled a lot of people because of that, you know? And I just feel like they became so used to just staying at home that it's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I mean, that would drive me crazy, you know? I'm
an
outdoor
person. Well, it kicked a lot of people down.
It did. It did.
You know, that's when I left California. I was in the Bay Area, and they shut down my business, making it illegal for me to go to work. So my wife and I packed all our stuff and left with our kids. We had to flee California.
Yeah. I mean, thank God I get the luxury of working from home, and especially during the time because, you know, my husband does dialysis. So, you know, I didn't want to really, like, put him in harm's way that, you know, because you just never know. You're around people. I mean, you know, I don't want to always be constantly bringing germs to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, and even him with everything that he went through, like, I'm just like, no, we need to get out. Like, you need air, you know? We don't just stay in the house, you know? Because that's just,
yeah,
too much. But
sunlight and fresh air, yeah.
Yes, good sir. Yeah. So the answer to your question, yes. Mm-hmm. You could definitely, market.
Are you able to run a search
to see how many
what people are like
for wellness or like, let's see.
Let's just say energy healing, which would be far less than like, say, mental or like therapy or something like that. All right. But I don't know. You can try a couple different options.
It's so funny. I type in energy healing and then there's training. It gives me suggestions, training, practitioner, certification, San Francisco. It gives me the Energy Healing Institute, Energy Healing, Reiki. So, let me look within your area, right? Because if I, if I just keep putting the search, it's just going to give me from where I'm at. Well, definitely we don't want that, right? So let me tell you what comes up. Okay. So when I type in energy healing there in Texas, where you're at, I immediately get, Yelp, Facebook, Yelp again, Facebook, Thumbtack, like these are links that are coming up for that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the searches are out there, you know? Let me see something. Yeah, it says when I type it in just to see like how many searches are done. It looks like 679 searches done within your area, and it's a lot of people
within like a 50-mile radius of Seguin or San Antonio.
Yeah, and it's like with a lot of people searching up like wellness centers. You know, natural health centers, because it all will pull from that, specifically with energy healing, right? It even includes acupuncture in there.
What about if you put in, let's just try life coaching?
Yeah, I'm looking to see. Yeah, 823. And then it goes on to give me, like, is there a demand? Despite the increase in life coaches, the demand continues to grow for coach servicing services. Just because it's like they say, right? We're in a world where their stress levels are rising. So people, like, I have a couple of friends, even my last girl that I go to, she has, like, a life coach. And I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, girl, you have no idea what having to manage and balance life, business, being a single parent. She's like, it gets pretty overwhelming. I said, yeah, I can agree on that, you know. But, yeah, she even has someone that she goes to. Yeah, she all the time, she's like, oh, my God, I got to call my life coach. I'm like, struggling over here, you know, but hers, she's had her for years. She even helped her, like, as far as with her business too. But yeah, I mean, there's quite a few searches. I mean, they say it makes it a lot easier. Let me go back. 829.
And is the way that you do your advertising, is it based on a single keyword or is it based on multiple keywords?
Well, no. And I mean, when I'm saying searches, this is specifically looking for like life coach, right? That could have been someone searching up, you know, again, whether it was therapist, because they all kind of fall under that category, right? There could have been like, they could have been searching up life coach near me, best life coaching, or, you know, there's just so many different variations, right? When we do management of profiles and keywords and search terms, there are various different ones that we use, but we're also managing it and looking at it because we want to make sure that we're using the right keywords and search terms that are going to get you coming up in the search results. Google's consistently changing their algorithm. So we have to be taking a look at, okay, so how are people performing searches, right? Because what I would think is I wouldn't go so much life coach. Me personally, I would look up therapist, right? Counselor, right? Family therapy, you know, one-on-one therapy,
so is
right?
Is that still being reflected? I don't think that would be the most popular keyword, right?
Yeah, and again, they're going to use the most popular ones, but here's the thing, too. They are also taking into account, right, they're taking into account what your input is, too. You know what I mean? Because it's also your specialty. So you would also know, like, hey, this person, right, you know, if I was them, this is how I would search it up. So we take into account also your input, but then also looking at the database as well.
All right, so there's searches happening. That's good. And we know there's people that need help. That's good. And we know there's plenty of stress. So
honestly,
what are you looking at for
I feel... Well, you could start it depends. If you want to start with Google Ads and Facebook Ads, or if you want to just start with Facebook Ads, right? If you were to start with just the Facebook Ads, I would at least say starting off with a package at $3.99 a month, what we're going to do is allocate $200 of that to your Facebook Ads that we would manage. Okay? The Facebook Ads, those, again, it's going to give you whether it was the audience is more female or male or what have you, right? You're not paying per click because we're managing those ads because you're paying a flat rate. So basically, it would be $3.99 with a $99 one-time setup fee, okay? Now, the only thing is this, Michael. We would have to create you the Google Business Profile, right? We cannot use the same address that you used when you verified above and beyond surfaces, or else it's going to suspend your accounts.
I don't even live there anymore. So.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. Well, then, there you go. Then yeah, we would just use your current address, but the address would be hidden because you're not a storefront, so we would not want your address to show. So I would recommend starting with the $3.99 setup fee. You're looking at $4.98 to get it started. $3.99 every month after that. Now you always have the ability to increase your budget once you start seeing, okay, hey, I feel like I want to increase it another $300 or another $100. You always have that ability to increase your budget. You would just pay the difference. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I would definitely recommend, is at least starting with that.
And then, how do you gauge, so you say we're going to start off running Facebook ads, so that's got to be like a certain number of clicks or something, right, or impressions or something?
So, average clicks on Facebook is like 50 cents. Across all industries, it's the average 50 cent click, right? It depends. It's going to depend. But through your customized tracking and reporting system, you're also able to track that as well. On how many clicks, how many impressions, everything is trackable. You have to be able to see all of that in the database.
Okay.
So I could send you, you know, everything in writing. This way you could take a look at it.
Yeah,
and then, this way, if it's something that you want to move forward with, then call me and then we can get you set up. What's your time frame, Michael, on something like this?
Yesterday. I mean, if this is like something that I could actually.
You're like, yesterday? I like the way you said it. You're like, well, yesterday. Okay. Well, and then just know that the Facebook advertising, I mean, those are up and visible pretty quickly. I mean, within 7 to 14 days, you know? What's your email?
It's michaelreisinger@gmail.com. So michaelreisinger@gmail.
Okay. It's going to say VIP with Facebook ads. The email that I'm going to send you, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and I'll go ahead and detail everything that's included in the package so that way you can take a look at it, right? Because I know it's a lot of information to throw out at you. But like I said, if it's something that you're interested in moving forward with, give me a call and then we'll get you set up. Okay?
Yeah, shoot it over to me and I'll definitely look at it.
Yeah. Any other questions for me, Michael, before I let you go?
So, I am going to look at this and that'll help me out, but just to kind of recap. So,
yeah.
With the package that you're recommending, so it's Facebook ads, are you talking about doing Yelp and all that stuff too?
So you're going to have the Google first page placement. We'll create you a Google business profile, get you verified, create that profile, optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. We're going to list you on Bing, okay? You will have Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook business page as well, because you'll need one for this particular business, unless if you already created one, okay? And then what we're also going to do, in addition to that, is we'll build you a website for this particular business, okay? And then we'll host the website, we'll attach it where you're listed, and then we'll cover the mobile platform. Facebook advertising is included as well. So pretty much it's everything but Google Ads. Okay.
Okay. And then if I wanted to then add that, then we would figure out how much.
If you want to add Google Ads, Google Ads is a minimum of 300 for Google Ads.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, you should be getting this email any minute now, okay? And then that way you can take a look at it. And like I said, I mean, if it's something that you're like, hey, I think I want to go ahead and move forward with this, then give me a call. My contact information will be right at the very bottom of the email, okay?
I think one last question is that, so I have this community on school.com. It's a platform. And people are running Facebook ads and different things to gain members for the community. So that does not need to be centered around my location at all. That can be anywhere in the world. So how would that work?
Great question. So the ad, from what I understand, I mean, I believe you're going to have to invest a little bit more in the Facebook ads in order to run more than one ad, so this way you can do one specifically for that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, because you guys are built, like, you're centered around the local business, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, we work with businesses throughout the United States. I mean, there's even national accounts, right, because you got people like in different locations, they got different, you know, buildings in different states, right? Those are what we consider national accounts. But with Facebook ads, like I said, your home base could be in a whole different, it could start somewhere in a different area and then reaching out that way. So, I mean, it is a possibility. Mm-hmm. I can get that confirmed for you and let you know by tomorrow. I can ask the team about that.
What I've been mocking up is, so my online community is centered around it's a modality of healing, but also breathing, and it's incorporated into movement, which is akin to a martial art. So people can learn it online, but I can have the option for them to come in to a center. Obviously, I would need to set that up. But then, someone would come in to train at a dojo. It's the same sort of concept as someone taking martial arts classes, where they would come take a class for my training. So that is what I've been working on. And I have started on school. I just don't have enough members, you know. But I do have members in even other states. I have one in Arizona. I have one in Michigan. You know, I have one in the game here. But I'm trying to add more people, and they can do it remotely. But I could also, you know, it would be very powerful to start locally and have people, you know, come in and actually instruct them in person. And then grow from there, like you said. I'm just trying to explain kind of what I've been working on, where I'm at, and how what you're doing could possibly plug into that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely ask about that just to make sure. I'm almost positive you could, but I think it's still good for me to ask just to be 100% sure on that. Because I figure if you're able to start your home base from a different area and then target out that way, I don't see why you couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's work on that. I'll review the stuff you send over, and then perhaps there's a possible...
Okay. Is there any specific time that you prefer that I follow up with you, or...
Yeah, I would say tomorrow I'm going to be booked during the day. Like, the only time I'm going to have is really going to be, like, 12:30 my time.
Okay.
A little bit on my lunch, and that's all I'm going to have.
Okay, I could check in with you quickly at that time, at 12:30. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have yourself a good evening.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate all the information and all your dedication there. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed afternoon, okay? Bye.
You as well. Bye.